Okay.
It's actually not called energy alignment. It's knowing how to leverage your energy.
Yeah.
It's affecting the throat center, will, sacral, and root. Physical impact is thyroid, parathyroid, stomach, heart, gallbladder, thymus, ovaries, testes, adrenal gland. Everything seems to be a lot of endocrine system in there. An emotional impact is burnout, despair, overwhelm, desperate. I just cannot do it anymore.
Yeah.
Spiritual impact, not trusting God, feeling unsupported by spirit. So where is your vitality, Linda?
That's a good question. It seems to come and go. I'm not always sure, you know, what brings it up. I just have learned to go with it. When it comes up and I have the energy to do something, then I do it. And then the trick is for me to remember to not to overdo it.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to keep in with other people's schedules as well as trying to respect my own level of energy or lack of level of energy, whatever. That's a tough one.
Did you hit a sort of like burned out bottom?
Oh, God, I did. I did when I was in my late 40s and I didn't recognize it. I didn't know anything about I didn't know anything about human design then. And I just hit this absolute bottom. I was working and I was going to school and getting my master's, and I was trying to, I was doing an internship, a rather stressful internship, and then trying to find a job, which was all kind of intertwined in there. And I finally just hit my bottom. I was about 49.
Oh, okay. And I didn't
realize that's what it was then. And so I did what I normally do, which is, okay, you take a couple of deep breaths, you take half a day off and you go. Go from there, feel a little bit better and you go. And that got me through my 50s, and then it was when Jim was sick and I had not only all the stressful stuff, but I was not getting enough sleep. I was doing a lot of physical stuff because I was having to lift him up and down and push him in the wheelchair, and he weighed about 50 pounds more than I did. And so I was doing a lot of physical energy as well as getting snatches of sleep because he would get into these wandering phases, and so I would have to be half awake so that I could feel the bed move when he started to get up, and then kind of head him off there so that he didn't get outside the house. And it didn't matter. You know, there are all kinds of things that people would tell me about how to keep him indoors. And I thought, yeah, you're not a 6'1" doctor. So it didn't matter what I did. He'd figure out how to get around it or get through it. So I, you know, lack of sleep and expending more physical energy than I knew I had, and then, you know, mental energy as well, and all of this stuff that you have to do when you're the sole caregiver of somebody whose goal was to get outside and get lost. So and then doctor's appointments and all of that. So I just, after, and then Sean, my son, was tied up in there because that was the end, and toward the end of that period he came home and was dying. So, you know, everything, I was expending more energy than I even knew existed, much less had. And and when that was all done, when Jim died, I just hit bottom. I could not get up. I did all the things that you need to do after somebody dies, and then after I went to get his ashes, I got up. I tried to get up one morning. I couldn't get out of bed. And so I just laid there for several hours before I had enough energy to get up. And that was that was my life for a very long time, was I would get up and I'd find my way to the couch, and then I would lay on the couch for a while, and then I would make myself something to eat, and then I'd go lay back down on the couch, and then it was time to go to bed, so I'd go back to bed. And that was my life for a year and a half. That was what I did. And then gradually I got enough physical energy together to where I could function on more or less normal level. And then I started, you know, I figured, okay, I'm okay now. I can do things now. And so I started doing things. And for me, doing things is piling a lot of stuff on. So I started taking classes again because I hadn't had the energy to take classes, and I really love to learn. And so I started taking classes, and you know, both where I had to be someplace and then on the computer, and the homework that came with that, and all of this, and it just seemed to just pile more and more and more on top. And then I started going downhill again, and finally I had discovered enough about human design to realize what was happening, that I did not have that energy, and I didn't have anybody in the house who had that energy anymore. So what I was getting from the cats probably, and I just couldn't do it. So that was another couple of years of, you know, trying to figure out what was my energy and what wasn't mine when I was borrowing from everybody and his brother, and to just pay attention to when I started getting tired, to stop, because I'd feel I was tired and I'd say, okay, I'm going to finish this, whatever this is, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to finish this. Well, by the time I got done with it, I'd already, you know, thought of five different things I could do, and I just kept going. And then I'd start falling asleep at the computer or wherever I was standing. And then my brain would say, yeah, I guess I should go to bed. And then I'd be up, you know, I'd fall asleep for 5 or 6 hours, and then I'd be up, and then I'm awake. So I must now need to do. And I'm just now to the point where I can say, okay, I am going to finish this one little tiny thing, and then I am going to get up and sit down or lie down or go to bed or whatever it is, and actually do it before I get so tired.
So how comfortable are you when there are things around you that are not done?
Oh God. I really dislike that.
Dislike that. I hate that. Okay. Let's do that. So even though I don't have the energy to do
what I need to do.
And I got depleted at least three times in my life. And I'm hitting these rock bottoms on my energy. And even though I'm getting better at it.
I still dislike seeing things undone.
I am awake, I must do it.
Get it done.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And even though levering my energy is really hard for me. There just doesn't seem to be enough energy. And I can't get it from anybody else. And my own energy gets depleted. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And even though I haven't always understood how to leverage my energy. And even after I understood it, it was still hard. It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me.
Why don't I have the energy that others have?
Yeah, that others have.
It's not fair. not fair. You're right. It's not fair.
There's so much things I want to do.
There's so many things I want to do.
And looking after my granddaughter.
Looking after my granddaughter.
Yeah, it's energy depleting.
It is very energy depleting.
I want to have the energy to be with her and do things with her.
And I want to have the energy to be with and do things with her.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
All right, around the body, eyebrows, lack of energy.
Lack of energy.
Lack of source of energy.
Lack of source of energy.
Under the eyes. Energy is depleted.
Energy depleted.
I am awake, I must do, under the nose.
I am awake, I must do.
On the chin. I cannot rest.
I cannot rest.
Kidney. I don't allow myself to rest.
I don't allow myself to rest.
Under the arms. If I did that, my energy would be there.
If I did that, my energy would be there.
Heart. But I wouldn't be able to do anything. Because when I'm awake, I do.
Because when I'm awake, I do.
And that depletes my energy.
And that depletes my energy.
On the top of the head, yeah.
Yeah.
So how can we get that energy? How long is the rest? Like, how do you know that you rested well enough?
I'm not sure I do know. I feel not as tired, you know, and not just physically tired, but internally tired.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I always feel completely rested, but I feel like I have enough energy to do something. You know, I have enough energy to wash the dishes, or I have enough energy to mop the floor, or I have enough energy to vacuum, or to do the little 15-minute mission for the day. I have enough energy to do that. And then if I stop there, if I say, okay, I'm going to work on decluttering for 15 minutes, and then I set my timer and I stop at the 15 minutes, then that works for me. And then going outside, I have this part of my yard that is not grass, it's weeds, it's totally weeds. And I have to go out there and, you know, pluck out those weeds. And so I'll look at it and I'll go, okay, I'm going to start here and I'm going to pull 27 weeds. And then I'm going to stop. And I can sometimes stop. It's not the pulling that's the problem, it's the stopping. So that's another big thing for me, is stopping, because I'll say, okay, I've done this part and I feel pretty good. I don't feel really tired. I don't feel like I need to sit down. I feel pretty good. So, you know, maybe I can, you know, pull another 27 weeds, or maybe I can go another 10 minutes. And so for me, it's figuring out how to do what I need to do and be just tired enough to say, okay, I'm going to stop this right now, and then not get into something else that is energy depleting, whether it's mental energy or physical energy. Because I can get just as tired, you know, sitting on the computer and doing research as I can going out and pulling weeds for an hour.
Yeah. It's the emotional energy and everything. So yeah. Even though I have these energy leaks. And I haven't plugged them up yet. The mental leaks and emotional leaks. That come from perhaps not dealing with issues. Yeah, from the past.
Yeah.
Keep me tired.
keep me tired.
I don't think it's just physical energy.
I don't think it's just physical energy.
That I'm lacking. I'm getting really good about managing my energy. I discipline myself and I set a timer. But it doesn't seem to always work. I have this internal conversation with myself about doing things.
Yes.
And the voice in the head just doesn't seem to stop. I should have unlimited energy.
I should have unlimited energy.
What's wrong with me? And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though looking after my granddaughter. Isn't just a physical matter. Emotionally and mentally, I also get depleted. And I still haven't gotten to the bottom of that unlimited sustainable energy. Where's the source of that energy? I wish to know. But for now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I believe that as we get older, we deplete our energy. And then we die. So I want to find the source of energy that will keep me young forever. And live an energy sustainable life. I wonder if that's all the talk about sustainability. Everyone seems to be looking for energy.
Just like me.
I wonder if they're looking in the wrong places. And I wonder if I'm looking in the wrong places. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. That shifted quite a bit of energy in the stomach.
Yeah.
Eyebrows. Side of the eye,
lack of sustainable energy.
Under the eyes, leaks. Under the nose, energy leaks. Plugging up energy leaks. Too many holes to plug. Under the arms. I fear lack of energy. Heart. Unlimited energy. Top of the head. It's just a dream.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that did move quite a bit.
I'm not able to release this burnout, and I'm not willing to release this burnout as a secondary EFT, even though it had moved the energy. Does that feel okay to go there? Okay, so even though I'm not able to relieve this burnout. And plug up all the energy leaks. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm not able to release this burnout. It feels like it's beyond my powers to do that. I am alive, I have to do.
I am alive, I have to do.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Have you heard that thing, like, I'll arrest when I'm dead?
Yeah, my mother would say that.
Even though I'm not able to release this burnout.
Even though I'm not able to relieve this burnout.
Because everyone tells me that I can rest after I die.
Because everyone tells me I can rest after I die.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I'm not able to release this burnout.
I'm not able to release this burnout.
No one has found the source of unsustainable energy.
No one has found the source of sustainable energy.
So how come, or why would I be able to find it?
So why would I be able to find it?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Let's carry on with the I'm not willing, and then we'll top around. Okay. Even though I'm not willing to release this burnout.
Even though I'm not willing to release this burnout.
I have a strong willpower and it won't let me to release this burnout.
I have a strong willpower and it won't let me release the burnout.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not willing.
Even though I'm not willing.
To release this burnout.
To release this burnout.
Because I can rest when I die.
Because I can rest when I die.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows. Not able to release this burnout.
Not able to release this burnout.
Light of the eye. Not willing to release this burnout.
Not willing to release this burnout.
Under the eyes. Not able to release this burnout.
Not able to release this burnout.
Under the nose. Not willing to release this burnout.
Not willing to release this burnout.
Chin. Not able to release this burnout.
Not able to release this burnout.
Collarbone. Not willing to release this burnout.
Not willing to release this burnout.
Under the arm. Not able to release this burnout.
Not able to release this burnout.
Heart. Not willing to release this burnout.
Not willing to release this burnout.
Top of the head. You're not going to make me.
You're not going to make me.
I'm going to do it.
I ain't going to do it, no.
Did anything come up there?
Oh, goodness. That was an authority thing. Yeah, make me do this, by golly.
Authority.
Yes.
So yours is emotional again.
Yeah.
Emotional authority. What are we going to do about that? Right. So the emotional would be like feeling to rest rather than having a timer and telling yourself to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like the emotional ups and downs. You have an open root as well, right?
I do.
Yeah. Me too. It's so hard.
Yep. There's that pressure to do, you know, you got to get it done.
Pressure to do, pressure to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though I have this pressure to do.
Even though I have this pressure to do.
And pressure to manifest.
And pressure to manifest.
There are things I still have to do in life.
There are things I still have to do in life.
This pressure to do.
This pressure to do.
I can breathe now.
I can breathe now.
And choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have been a slave.
Even though I have been a slave.
To these energy demands.
To these energy demands.
And I haven't been in charge of my life.
And I haven't been in charge of my life.
And on how I use my energy.
On how I use my energy.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there are too many people.
Even though there are too many people.
And voices in my head.
And voices in my head.
Telling me to do.
telling me to do.
And I'm under such a pressure to do.
And I'm under such pressure to do.
I wonder what would happen if I stopped doing that.
I wonder what would happen if I stopped doing that.
Would I be dead?
Would I be dead?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Ah, this pressure to pressure. Okay. The pressure to do eyebrows.
The pressure to do.
Pressure to manifest side of the eye.
Pressure to manifest.
Under the eyes, staying still.
Staying still.
Under the nose, being still.
Being still.
Chin. Just being.
Just being.
Collarbone. Existing.
Existing.
Under the arms. Getting energy from the source.
Getting energy from the source.
Heart. Getting energy from the source.
Getting energy from the source.
Top of the head. I wonder where is the source?
I wonder where is the source?
Where is the source? It seems to be source of the energy is the disconnect from the God. Not trusting God, feeling unsupported by spirit.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Just cannot do it anymore. The spirit, right. So do you have more energy when you connect to the spirit? Are you able to connect to the spirit in any way?
I am able to connect in some ways. Especially since at some point recently, Karen had mentioned that manifestors should lie down when they're meditating. And I've always felt better when I'm lying down meditating, and we used to do it when I was learning Reiki particularly, we used to do a lot of meditation where we'd lie down on the floor. And I always felt better at those. I would get up from that 10-15 minute meditation and I would be raring to go. And when I sit down, it's just like, you know, I'm feeling that I'm getting energy, but I'm also feeling that energy is being pulled out of me through my, you know, through my crown.
Yeah.
And so it can be a good meditation, but it's not as energy producing for me. I don't feel the same. Although I can feel good and I can have a really good meditation sitting down. I just don't feel as good. And I realized I did a labyrinth walk a couple of weeks ago. And on a whim, which I'm sure there was one of my guides back there pushing me, said, go get your scarf. So I took my scarf with me because it was outside and we were going to be standing up and there wasn't anywhere to lie down. So I took a scarf with me, and when I got to the center of the labyrinth, I put the scarf over my head. And I was very surprised at how much better. It wasn't completely like lying down, but I didn't feel like I was being bombarded with every piece of energy from everybody and from spirit and from all the trees and anything else that was out there, being totally bombarded with that energy. And then when I, you know, when I got out of the center, I took it off again. So I do like to feel that. I like to feel that energy coming through.
That's an interesting thought about that scarf that you had been prompted by your inner guidance to do that, because what popped into my head is how certain religious groups have they cover their head when they go into, and it's not just, I guess, getting in touch with the source, being in that environment, but it's also protecting, I guess, themselves from the other energies around them. I was just kind of wondering if they're doing it. I thought, well, it's preventing them to kind of connect to them, to the higher, you know, have the higher connection. But maybe there's this protective reason for it. That,
I know. I don't come from a religion that has ever done that. And so you know, so I hadn't thought of it in that way, but I certainly thought about that when I was getting my scarf out of the drawer and thinking, now what am I doing? You know,
that's what yeah. I did this for. That's cool.
But it was, there was a difference that I could feel and that I could sense in that. And then of course there were about 10 of us all together, women, all together in this. So between coming out, taking my scarf off and coming out, and then with all the other energies around the other women, and then there was a labyrinth that was built into the ground, and around that were woods. We were in the woods. Plus, we were in the grotto, which is a very very sacred space, and just full of Catholic energy there. So all of that, I felt pretty loopy when I got out. But that and it's funny that I recognized that. I recognized that that was not the same energy that had been coming down into me, because I felt a download there. It was the energy that was around me.
That is so cool. Yeah. That is really cool. Yeah. It definitely shifts my perspective on it, because I wasn't sure why they were doing it. But now this is very clear. Even though.
I haven't always been aware of the guidance.
It's available to me.
It is available to me.
To protect my energy from leaking.
To protect my energy from leaking.
And I have been given hints.
And I have been given hints.
Like to lie down when I meditate.
Like to lie down when I meditate.
And that makes me feel good.
That makes me feel good.
And to cover my head when I am in spiritual place with other people around me.
And to cover my head when I'm in spiritual places with other people around me.
I choose to know now. That's very helpful.
That's very helpful.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I haven't been always open to guidance.
Even though I haven't always been open to guidance.
On how to protect my energy leaks.
On how to protect my energy.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That I can trust what works for me.
That I can trust what works for me.
And I choose to follow the guidance.
And I choose to follow the guidance.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though. I feel much better when I cover my head.
I feel much better when I cover my head.
And I lie down when I meditate.
And I lie down when I meditate.
Anything's coming up? What would that make it? It's like a blank. I don't know where to go with this. No. I cover my head. I choose to lie down when I meditate and cover my head.
And I can connect better.
And that allows me to connect better. That allows me to connect better to my guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I prefer to do that now.
Yes, I prefer to do that now.
Mm.
And it gives me a basis for trust.
And I trust it now.
I trust it now.
I choose to trust it.
I choose to trust it.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, eyebrows, trusting.
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 Under the eyes. Believing.
Believing.
Under the nose. Trusting.
Trusting.
On the chin. Basking in the energy that it's available to me.
Basking in the energy that is available to me.
Collarbone. Trusting.
Trusting.
Under the arms. Allowing the energy in.
Allowing the energy in.
Heart. Opening my heart to the energy.
Opening my heart to this energy.
Top of the head, trusting this energy.
Trusting this energy.
Yeah, it flows nicely. That's cool.
Yeah. It is.
Feels pretty good?
Does feel good.
Okay, so let's do the seat. Choice point dream seat on the eyebrow, between the eyebrows. What needs to be restored?
What needs to be restored?
Healed or released?
Healed or released.
For me to heal from this burnout.
For me to heal from this burnout.
I like that. What needs to be restored? Heal or released? Mm-hmm. Has a different flow than plugging up energy leaks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about plugging them up.
Yeah, I'm just feeling like the little boy in the dike, you know, only have 10 fingers and 10 toes and then I'm done. I guess I could use my nose, but
breathing. That's a good one too. Breathing the energy in. We forget to breathe, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Whatever happens. Yeah, such an easy energy source, the breathing.
Yeah. That's
very powerful. A lot of breathing. Have you done any breathing exercises or any meditations?
I have done some. I know Karen does some breathing exercise. You have to learn how to breathe in order to let the energy flow through you and then out in a healing manner.
This is really cool because I got a gate 44 coming to greet. And again, and we've had it in the past. That's the fear of history repeating itself too.
Yep.
Courage, self-trust, physical body, spleen, lymphatic system. Theme is the ability to recognize patterns in order to sense correct timing.
Mm.
Just fits nicely into this.
Yeah,
recognize patterns and sense correct timing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is for sharing, but I would say that it's more what we are in the context of energy restoration.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you cannot give what you don't have. So it is also sharing that energy. And it says the ability to initiate the sales process with the right timing, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that that's always, doesn't have to be sales. Fear of the past. Yeah, it has happened before 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to me so many times before. Why should I think it won't happen again?
Right.
Feeling doomed or abandoned. So have you healed the patterns that keep me stuck in the past? I wait for the right time to share my message, but I don't think that we have to go there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you feel about repeating patterns from the past.
It happens. it happens. I did that. And I guess I still do it. Sometimes I think I'm at least becoming more aware. I don't know if I'm stopping myself, but I'm becoming aware of the little alarm bell that's kind of going off in the background saying, tread lightly here, sort of thing, because you when you go so far, then, you know, I get to a point and it doesn't matter what alarm bells are going off anywhere and how loudly they're going, I am going down that path and I know where it's going to end.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen, but I'm going there. I am not stopping for 2 seconds. But mm-hmm. up until that point, I can stop at any time, but it's just don't get me there. Don't make me go there. So,
okay.
And I do have the 44 unconscious in my birth.
Even though I'm not willing. To get over fear of waiting. And recognizing patterns that get me depleted of energy.
and recognizing patterns that get me depleted of energy.
I still go there.
Oh, I still go there.
I'm not willing to stop.
I'm not willing to stop.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not willing.
Even though I'm not willing.
To get over this fear of the past.
To get over this fear of the past.
And waiting.
And waiting.
I know what's going to happen when I deplete my energy.
I know what's going to happen when I deplete my energy.
I do it anyway.
I do it anyway.
I recognize the patterns.
I recognize the patterns.
I do it anyway.
But I do it anyway.
You cannot make me stop.
You can't make me stop.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though I'm not willing.
Even though I'm not willing.
To get over the fear of waiting.
To get over the fear of waiting.
You cannot make me.
You cannot make me.
I recognize the patterns.
I recognize the patterns.
But I do it anyway.
But I do it anyway.
I can breathe now while I'm doing it.
I can breathe now while I'm doing it.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not willing to get over this fear of waiting.
Even though I'm not willing to get over this fear of waiting.
I can at least cover my head.
I can at least cover my head.
And I can lie down.
And I can lie down.
And I choose to breathe.
And I choose to breathe.
And that gets me my energy back.
And that gets me my energy back.
And I can do that anytime I want.
And I can do that anytime I want.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows, willing.
Willing.
Side of the eyes, not willing.
Not willing.
Under the eyes, willing.
Willing.
Under the nose, not willing.
Not willing.
Chin. Recognizing the patterns.
Recognizing the patterns.
Collarbone, doing it anyway.
Doing it anyway.
Under the arms. I have choices now.
I have choices now.
Heart. I can breathe.
I can breathe.
Top of the head. I can cover my head.
I can cover my head.
And I can lie down.
And I can lie down.
Wow.
That's nice.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is kind of cool. There are things we can do.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So eyebrows, what needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
For me to move courageously.
For me to move courageously.
Forward in my life.
Forward in my life.
What needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
For me to trust my intuition.
For me to trust my intuition.
And relax about waiting.
And relax about waiting.
For the right timing.
For the right timing.
To rest.
To rest.
Every place to share my message with resting.
Yeah.
It's a really bad time not to, yeah, to share your message if you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
We have a temporal tapping on this one.
Oh, okay.
So around the ears. I move confidently into the future.
I move confidently into the future. Knowing that my past
has been my greatest teacher.
Has been my greatest teacher.
And that I can create whatever I choose to create.
And that I can create whatever I choose to create.
I can create my resting place.
I can create my resting place.
Even before I am dead.
Even before I'm dead.
I trust in right timing.
I trust in right timing.
And I know that I will share.
And I know that I will share.
My message effectively.
My message effectively.
And restore my energy.
And restore my energy.
To support me on my life journey.
To support me on my life journey.
And I can do it perfectly.
And I can do it perfectly.
At the right powerful moment.
At the right powerful moment.
In my life.
In my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a tribal circuit, so it's mm-hmm. it's all the voices of telling you to do.
Yep.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That was really great sharing about that scarf.
Thank you.
What a simple thing. Now I understand it. I really didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would person cover their head? And we have stopped doing that. Remember, yeah. Everyone was wearing something over their heads.
Yep. Women would always wear hats in churches.
Yeah.
And even regularly,
100 yeah. years ago, no one was walking around with bare head.
Yeah.
How fascinating. Now we've learned something.
Yes.
Right? I think I'll be looking for scarves. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really will. When we were in Egypt in 2010, you know, the local custom was sort of women covering their themselves. So I wore a scarf when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I just thought it was a custom, but now I see that it has a function. Very cool, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really awesome.
Thanks.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for participating in our calls, and I'll hope to do them again.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll just stop the recording and I'll just talk to you a bit.